was a very, very tough day for football, let's be honest. Galway played the elements far better than us. We didn't play the elements well at all. Probably had done really well in the first couple of games in terms of how we sort of support the ball and use the ball and were clever with the ball and stuff. That wasn't the case today, you know, and obviously they went high with the press, bad conditions. It was a challenge for us. The conditions were really, really challenging, and we didn't adapt as well as Galway did to it. Obviously Shane Walsh, I don't know what many he finished with, but maybe 5 2-pointers, you know, so he did adapt very well to the conditions, and had a couple of moments of brilliance as well into the breeze. That free kick with the left foot off the ground was a brilliant moment as well. Good bit of learning for us today. So there is, you know, we have another big game coming next week. That'll be week 5, and thankfully after that we'll get a wee bit of a break, you know. We had a look at players today. We had a couple of lads with niggles. We didn't want to take too many risks with them, so we didn't put them into the firing line. And you know, Galway got the scores on the board, and it was probably a wee bit too much in the end for us to claw back. Paddy had a wee bit of a niggle, and Owen Bann, Ryan McHugh, a couple of the rest of them, just freshening them, to be honest with you. You know, they played a lot of football, they played every game in the pre-season, and they played every game in the league, so we just felt, you know, fourth weekend in a row, National League, it's a tall order for anybody, so we just felt we would take them out of the firing line and give other fellas a chance as well. That's important too. I'd be happy with our lads, you know, they battled away the whole way to the end there, and as I say, you're not going to win every game, and we got 6 points on the board last week, and it gives us an opportunity to do other things now, and that's what we plan on doing. No, well, you're not planning to lose any game, like, you know, it's a matter of trying to look at things and develop sort of things, you know, maybe 1 or 2 tactical things every single day, change that up and look at things and look at players, and obviously today rest a few lads as well, so that's what we wanted to get out of the day. We would have preferred to be more in the game for a longer period of time, but once them two start going over, you know, very quickly, it becomes a big, big margin, you know, and even though we brought it back to 7 in the end, it never felt like we were going to win the game. But yeah, listen, we'll take the positives from today, we'll take the learnings as well, we'll go down the road and start planning for Derry, and that'll be another big game, you know. Team is Donegal, and Ballyshannon is a very important part of South Donegal, you know, Letterkenny the week after that, Balfafay, you know, so it's a fair trek for the people from Inishowen, but I think it is important to bring the games all the way around the county as much as possible, and keep developing the game.